All right. Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I speaking to Stuart?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Stuart, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Good. Good to hear. That's always good. So I know you're having a really good conversation with Tara. She does an amazing job of explaining a little bit more of what we do. She put a lot of good notes for me. I know that you're doing another job full-time. This is a part-time business. But I think you're more focused on jobs on the weekends, and I think you could take, you know, maybe a day or two off if you get some work during the week. So we can definitely hyper-focus on keywords for now. I know that you can do commercial, but we can focus on residential. We can focus on, things that you really want to focus on, and also the times that you really want to focus on for that matter. So we can focus on, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even Friday. And then once again, you'll be able to book those appointments with those customers, depending on what their needs are. So we can kind of eliminate some of the keywords like emergency, electrician, or let's just say 24 hours, right? So those would be negative keywords in your case. So essentially what we would do is we would program you in. So when anyone's typing in electrical work, electrician, EV charging stations, if you're doing those, because I know the Teslas are super popular now, we make sure that you come up on that first page, and we can get you found in a really reasonable mile radius, right? 50 to 75, I think you're able to do. Companies like King Electric, Hazelwood Electric, Tech Connect Electric, those are just some examples, Sundown Electric. Correct me if I'm wrong, you're in Elliston, Virginia, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Right there with Sundown.
Gotcha. There you go. So, yeah, and you know what? The funny thing is that Sundown Electric, they're at a 3.8 stars, which is not so great. They're literally going to fall off that first page of Google here pretty soon, because Google wants to maintain a company that's 4 stars and above. So that's super important. And one of the things that we did notice, the reason why we called, is you do have some online presence, Stuart, but it's not, it's not Google, right? I don't know if you've ever thought about having your own Google business profile or having a website for your business so people can check you out.
Well, I'm kind of signed up with GoDaddy, but I haven't really done anything with it. Like I said, I've had my contractor's license for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And, just getting off the ground, being able to, I'm not really computer literate.
Got it. And I don't know anything about electricity. Right, yeah.
Completely. So getting everything together to get it out there, that's been a little hard for me.
No worries. That's where we come in. So the reason why I ask it, did you actually purchase the domain through GoDaddy, or is that something that you didn't do quite yet? What I mean by domain, like a www.grimselectric.com.
I did. I actually have.
Okay, cool.
I've been kind of using their email, so yeah, I do have an email through them, and my phone is set up through them, and
Got it. Okay, got it. But did you purchase an actual website domain, meaning like a URL for your web? Okay, perfect. Good.
I just haven't done anything with it. I've kind of played with it, but I haven't completed it.
No worries. The reason why I ask is because if you're willing to move forward with something like this today and it makes sense for your business, we're able to build a website at no additional cost. So this would be, obviously a full-blown customized website where you can have your before and after pictures, you can have the services you provide. The cool thing is that people can actually schedule an appointment with you on your website, and you can have the appointment dates. So if you want to just stick to weekends or certain, time frames, you can also do that through the website. The reason why it makes it much better if you have a domain, because I'm able to save you a ton of money doing that, because we don't have to purchase a domain. All we would have to do is just get your website programmed in. So that website is super important because, once again, when people see your listing on Google, your Google business profile, you know, they want to see a little bit more of about the company, right? They want to see a little bit more about the work you do and so forth. So that's where that website comes in. So, you know, once again, we're going to hyper-focus on the keywords so that way you're found in the right areas and you're found for the right jobs that you want to focus on. And then later on when you get your, I think right now it's, you have a limited licensing, right? So you're, you want to do commercial jobs, but you don't have the,
I don't have the funds for it. I got a Class B contractor's license, which only allows me to do like, $10,000 per job, I think, up to $120 a year. So, you know, and my master's license allows me to do commercial or whatever. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck in the funding of doing really big jobs.
Got it. Yeah, it's okay. And whenever you're ready for that, we can also get you programmed in for that as well. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever. So if you want to focus more on residential for the time being, we can do that. If you know, and then from there, you can always upgrade and we can change your keywords at any time to get you found for commercial or bigger jobs. Right. I like your logo, by the way. That's pretty cool. It got the two electric plug and then the looks like a little tombstone, right? Not tombstone. What's it called? A coffin.
My casket.
Casket. There you go. So, you know, that's something that we can also put on your website, that logo and so forth. So, the last thing that we do here, Stuart, is we cover you all over the internet. So we also cover you in social media. So, Facebook ads, we also include with our packages. We get you on Yelp, which Yelp is now programmed in with, Apple Maps. So they kind of partnered up. So whenever your people are searching through their iPhones, Yelp will come up on that list. And then we'll put you on Bing, which is another search engine. So we're literally going to cover the bases that really cover when it comes to online presence. So something like this, I could definitely once again save you a ton of money and not make it super, super expensive, but definitely get you the work that you're really looking for. If you're looking for, you know, additions, remodeling, rewiring, panel upgrade, you know, if you're doing the what are those charging stations, the EV charging stations for the residents. We can also do that as well. So as far as the payment, so usually we have a $299 setup fee, just the setup fee alone. Since you have your domain and you have some online presence, I can waive $200 off that. So that would be a $99 setup fee just to get the programming in for your website and your Google Business profile. So literally you wouldn't have to worry about anything on your end. All you would have to worry about is really picking up the phone and scheduling those jobs for the most part. And then it's a $299 month-to-month. So it would be $398 to start, and it would be $299 every single month after that. So it would be a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. You don't have to pay per lead, per job, per any of that, right? And the best part about it is, like, Sundown Electric, those guys are going to get booted out from that first page of Google because their rating is not so great. If they could stick to a 4 stars in the next couple of weeks, they'll maintain themselves there, but they're literally hanging off by a thread for the most part. Other companies like King Electrical, Hazelwood, those guys have 5 stars, and they got a lot of reviews going on for them. And I see that you do have some reviews on, I think, Angie's. You got people like Jacob and then Aaron that put a good review for you, which is great. So those types of reviews that you have on your Angie, you can have those reviews for your own Google Business profile. The major difference between that is that having your company as a sole entity on Google, Stuart, what that's going to do is it's going to solidify your business, right? And it's going to give you that opportunity to grow and scale in the future. If you were to cancel HomeAdvisor or Angie, right, the same company, they would keep your reviews, and then there's no online credibility or online presence for your business. So having this would get you set up for, you know, as long as you have the business open and active. And then once again, you're not getting called a charge per call or leads or any of that. It's just people call you directly when they're looking for the type of services that you provide. And if you're willing to travel, we can get you programmed in different areas, not just your own backyard, which is really, really good. So just the website alone through GoDaddy, I know they charge, you know, anywhere from $500 depending on what you're looking for, up to like $25 for like a crazy, you know, like website. and our websites are pretty much the same. You know, we include that within our services because we have to include a website in order for you to rank on Google. So even the company
right.
like Sundown Electric, they have a website, but yeah, those guys, I don't know. So you're familiar with that company? Sundown
no.
Electric? No? Okay.
I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never worked with them. In
okay.
fact, I went to school with their boys.
Okay. Got it.
So I know them. I just never worked
yeah.
with them. So.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's something that we can definitely get you programmed in, and I know for a fact this would be able to bring in the jobs that you're looking for. And when you're ready to switch the keywords to commercial, I mean, that's game over. We can get you programmed in for those commercial keywords as well, right, when you're ready to jump on this full-time. And I think that's the goal, right? You want to really focus on getting the company growing at some point, right?
Yeah, I got like this 5-year plan where in 5 years I can just step back and not work as hard and
you know,
let everybody else do my job for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's what you want to do, right? It's you want to have the business kind of self generate and just be self sufficient. And with something like this, you're setting yourself up for a long term, success. That's what it's really doing because. Right now, when people are trying to find, you know, electrical work, those are the companies that are popping up and they're getting that business. And, you know, if you want to have that 5-year plan, you know, starting off with Google and getting your name up there when people are looking for the services, I mean, that's just a game changer. Because you and I Google on a daily basis, right? We Google everything, even directions when we're looking for the jobs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that, you know, people look and people use on a daily basis and something that, it's inevitable. It's not going to go anywhere. So, you know, at $398 and $299, I mean, I think that's more than fair enough to give us a shot for your business, right?
So it sounds plausible. Let me ask you this: is this
sure.
a contract?
Oh no!
Where...
No. there's absolutely no contract. So we're a Google Premier channel partner. And that's one of our, so we've been in business for 20 years. We were established in 2004. And we've been a Google channel partner for about 10 years, so half of that time. And one of the requirements that we have through as a partnership is we can't have anybody down for a contract. So this is a month-to-month service, and there's absolutely no contract. So once again, you can cancel at any time. But, you know, once this is going to really pay for itself. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Stuart, we don't want this to be a bill for you, right? We want this to be something that's going to be able to self-pay for itself, you know,
exactly.
Bottom line. You know, you want an investment to really pay off and not be a consumption. So with Google, you know, this will 100% pay for itself. And you'll see the difference between this and what you're currently using with HomeAdvisor just because the funny thing is that, you know, HomeAdvisor or Angie's, they use Google. They buy a listing on Google on the first page. And then what happens is they're selling the leads to you and some of your competitors, and sometimes whoever gets the bid, you know, takes that job. So that it's okay, right? But also, at the end of the day, you're not really getting your name out there as a sole entity. And that's what
right.
you're doing with this. It's you're pretty much establishing your company as a sole entity on Google. And, you know, if you were to cancel our service, you keep everything. You know, you keep your Google business profile. You're going to have your directories, you're going to be on Yelp, you're going to be on Facebook, you're going to have all that. The only thing that you wouldn't be doing is paying for that first page placement, right? Because that's what we're charging to keep you on that first page. But once again, once you see the results of this, it's something that it's not a bill. It's going to definitely pay for itself, especially if you're looking for right now, target the weekend jobs. And then once you're ready to expand to the full week, boom, it's good to go. And by no time, you're going to have to hire new people, right, to really get the jobs going for you. As you said, your 5-year business plan that you mentioned. That's definitely the plan. And everybody starts that way. I know a lot of people that started as, you know, doing this as a side job, but, you know, once they really put that focus, and like they had a similar 5-year kind of, you know, the vision, right? They were able to do this, you know, just by getting themselves set up online. So, yeah, if there's no contracts at all whatsoever, so you can cancel and you can not continue. But once again, it's not going to be a burden to you. It's just going to be a great investment where you're going to see the return for sure.
So how does this thing get set up?
Yeah, so let me explain the process. So what we do is we basically verify a couple things for the business. Like, for example, we need to Google verify you, and we need to just get I think your business address is 601 Brake Road, Elliston, Virginia, 24087, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we would do is we would verify you on Google. Google is just going to, you know, verify that you are a human because there's a lot of AI robot stuff going on. They're going to call you. They're going to just ask you a few questions. They might ask you for licensing, little basic stuff, nothing major. And then you're going to get verified in the map section, okay? So that's going to be done. We verify just simple information for the business. It literally takes me 10 minutes. And then if you would be able to do an onboarding call today, or it could be tomorrow, whenever you're available, with the technician, it takes about 30 minutes, and the technician is really going to cross the T's and dot the I's just to get your campaign started, right? So it's very simple. And then they're going to be able to, you know, get you hooked up with Google, get you verified, start on your website, you know. So it's not a crazy expensive process. It's very quick. So, you know, we can definitely get that going. As far as the number that we're on, the 540-835-836-1215, is that the number that you want, people to call you on Google, or is that a different number?
Yeah, this is actually my business.
Okay. And then for Grimms Electric, you don't have any LLC or incorporated? Is it just Grimms Electric?
It's just Grimms Electric.
Okay. And that's a cool name. It's like the whole vibe is like kind of like Halloween vibe, I think. You know, like more, you know? Grimms Electric. I love it. I'm a huge Halloween fan. Like this whole past 2 weeks, I've been watching the old Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street. And
oh, yeah.
And like the old school ones, you know? Like, you know, all this new sci-fi.
They're the best.
Oh, they're the best, for sure. So, yesterday I've just been watching, and my wife's like, hey, you know, let's watch something else. I'm like, no, it's Halloween season. You got to do this. We got a month of So, that's hilarious. For the business, I see that everything is, like, the name of the company, everything's, like, in capital letters. Is that on purpose?
No, it's not on purpose. I gave the design to a company to draw out my picture and everything, and they just happened to capitalize everything on my logo, so I was like, well, I'll just leave it.
Is that how you want it on Google? I mean, do you want it all capitalized? I mean, it looks cool. I don't know if
it does. Just leave it the way it is.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah, we can.
You know, I got it on my business card, and I got stickers for my cars. And
you're good. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you want it, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make sure we do what's called a NAPW, name, address, website, phone number. And what we do is Google wants to see that everything's consistent all across the internet. So whatever listing that we create for you, like your Yelp listing, your Facebook listing, your website, your Apple Map listing, your listing on Bing, right? All these listings that we're gonna create. They're all going to be 100% the same. So there's no inaccurate information across the board, because that also hurts your ranking. And that's something that helps you to get you, to where you need to be. Also, one of the things that I always recommend, Stuart, is getting your review. So after you're done with the job, we're going to have a review tool, which is, a quick link. You can text it to your client, or it's going to be included on your website as well, where it takes them directly to Google's review section, and they leave you a quick review. So that's something that I strongly suggest, so that way you establish that strong online presence with reviews. Even family members or friends can leave a review. Google's not going to go on there and say, wait a minute, Stuart, this is not a customer. No, they don't do that, right? They're not that crazy about things. But they can leave those reviews, and that's going to help you out with, you know, the online presence and ranking as well. So after every job or even past clients that you had, you can always ask them to leave you a quick review to help out the Google business profile. So that's something that I always strongly suggest. What's a good email for the business, Stuart?
Frig. I don't know.
It's okay. Do you have a company one or a personal one?
Yeah, I got a company one, but if you just want to send me something, you can send it through my personal, which is StuBug33.
Okay, no worries. So StuBug33.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm just spelling it correctly. StuBug33@Gmail. Is it a Gmail account?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Yep, I can see it's a valid email right there. Okay, cool. And then as far as just basic questions about the business, just to make sure we're getting you programmed correctly. You don't have to, you know, once again, our technician's going to do the they're going to do research on the keywords that are being searched the most, but I just want to give them an idea of what you really want to focus on. So right now, the hours of operation for the business, you just want to list weekends, or do you want to just list certain hours during the week and then a couple hours all available during the weekend? How do you want us to list you?
Just listed like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you know,
okay,
throughout the whole day, I guess.
Got it. So maybe 7 to 7, does that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work. Okay, so we'll do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we're gonna do Sunday 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then once again, you can obviously, they're gonna call you. They're not going to. I don't know. I find it very little where people like, you know, need something on the spot, but you know, there's some urgency, so we're not going to list you for those keywords. But I really want to just focus on certain keywords. So you know, we're just going to put electrical, electrician, those just some examples. But you don't want any emergencies or 24 hours, right? Just to be clear.
Right. Right.
Okay. Got it. So, all right. So everything that, you know, like additions, remodel, installation, outlet fixtures, electrical switch or panel, all that's 100% correct? Like, it's okay, EV charging stations? Okay.
Yep, I'm good for it.
Okay, got it. Just want to make sure on that. So we'll put these keywords here. And then once again, the technician will do some research. And the best part is we're not just going to guess what's being searched out there. We know. So we have access to Google's back office. So we're going to be able to make sure you're getting the right keywords, right, for your services, especially in the area, which is good. So, all right, you did mention you're licensed and insured. Okay, that's good. And then as far as the target area. So I know that you're located in Elliston. What other cities are you wanting to target?
Well, you know, I can hit like Blacksburg, Radford, Roanoke. Those are some of the bigger places, and then I can go out from there.
Okay. So, okay, we'll put that. And then once again, we'll have the technicians just do some research, and they'll be able to really get everything going as far as, you know, certain areas, or they'll suggest certain areas within that radius. So we're not going to have you go out 2 hours. Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You want to waste so much gas on
that. That's what I'm working now. I'm freaking 2 hours from the house.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. That's,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get until 7 o'clock.
Oh, see that. And how's the traffic out there? Is it bad?
Well, if I take 460, it's not too bad.
Okay, there you go.
It's kind of laid back.
Yeah, well, that's a plus. I mean, sometimes when the thing that makes it worse is not the long, you know, drive. I think it's more of the traffic. You see what I mean? I play tunes when I'm on a long drive, and that keeps me going. Put some 80s, 70s music. I love that. So some Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, stuff like that.
There we go. Yep.
There you go. All right. So, and then I have a question. Do you, by any chance, do you have your own Facebook business page or a personal Facebook page?
Well, I tried to do a Facebook. I got my logo on it. I got like three Facebooks. And one of them has my logo and everything, and I try to use it for my business, but it's still coming up as my personal name, so I don't know how that...
No worries. No worries. So, What we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to create your business Facebook page, and it's not going to intermix with your personal. So, you're going to keep your personal, and then you have a business one. It's going to be fully professional. People are going to be able to send you messages through that. They're going to be able to see your ad. I don't know if this happens to you, but, when you're looking for stuff on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden, whatever you were looking for, it pops up on your Facebook feed. Has this happened to you before? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is scary, right? So those are called retargeting ads, and that's something that, guess what, it's included within this package. So
right on. When
people are talking about electrician, or they're saying, hey, I need to do an EV charging station or upgrade my wiring, whatever the case may be, and they're just talking or they're searching for that stuff, your ad of your company is kind of populated on their feed. So they're going to be like, okay. And they're just going to call, right, to get a quote. So that's something that's included within that package. Okay, so everything is pretty much good to go and set. And I do want to just kind of see what's available for the client onboarding. Once again, it's about 30 minutes, give or take. They're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's. And just, I know you said you're not too tech savvy, and that's okay. I'm not as well, but do you know how to send pictures and stuff and through, like, on your phone?
Yeah. For the most part.
It's okay. Because a technician might ask for pictures of work you've done, like before and after pictures. You could text them to a number. You know how to text a picture, right, to someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's very simple, or, you can email it. They'll be able to help you with and guide you through the process. But I just wanted to know if you have pictures of before and after work that you've done so we can put that on your website. Because I do see some pictures that you have here on a listing. Wow, you do big stuff too, huh, like commercial stuff?
Yeah, that's my norm.
Yeah, that's your norm. Wow, so, like, the home stuff is, like, nothing for you then. Goodness.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I'm gonna tell you something, Stuart. So I just bought a house about a couple months back, right, in May, and I had to switch the outlets to GCI or GDI. Do you know what the kitchen outlets? GCI. Okay. And I was so scared to swap it out, and it was crazy. So, but I turned off the electricity. To the whole house, and I was still scared. So, and you're doing all your crazy stuff over here. Like, I don't know. I think I was scarred because I was electrocuted when I was a kid. I was one of those dumb kids that put a fork in the.
Should be an electrician.
Oh no!
That's how we all start out, sticking stuff in sockets and slapping wires together. See what happens.
Oh, that was So with that, it's like I got shocked, and I was like, man, never again. And not only that, but you guys sometimes have to go up ladders. And my biggest fear is height. So I'm a little short guy. I don't like.
Right.
I like sticking to the ground, but. Yeah, with electrical stuff, there's two things that I'm scared of, like heights and electricity. It just those two things. I'm like, I don't know, but I was able to change those outlets, and I don't know what the difference is. I guess the water or something like that. If it's close to water.
Well, the GFCI has it can pick up the slightest surge.
Okay.
So where your breakers and everything, it takes a while for a surge to trip it. GFCI will take like milliseconds for it to sense a surge.
Wow.
And
okay.
It will automatically print. So like if you plug in like a toaster oven or something, and it just like has a surge to go through it that ain't supposed to be there, then it'll trip the breaker instead of damaging, it's there to protect you and your equipment.
Okay.
So
got
it won't,
Got it. That makes sense. I mean, the house was built in, and it's not an old house. I mean, it was built into 87, so that's what, 38 years old, give or take, right? So, I mean, so the outlets were fine, but then they did the home inspection. They're like, hey, you know, this needs to be, and then I have an electrical panel out there, and my realtor's like, oh, we need to have them change the, there's no cover on the electrical panel, so if it rains, it might get shorted out, and you're, I'm like, okay, cool, like, whatever, you know, whatever you feel fit. I mean, I just want to, I want the house, and the electrical panel door is not going to stop me from buying the house. But anyhow,
right?
Yeah, exactly. But they replaced it, and, you know, now it's all nice and covered. And, but anyhow, that's one of the things that they mentioned. But as far as everything else, the electrical work, it definitely does work. The only thing that didn't work for the house were the front lights, like their post, like right at the, I have an acre of land,
yeah.
So, and the post,
nice.
It didn't work. So that's something I got to figure out how to get later down the road, but it's, you know, it's okay. But other than that, yeah, I'm scared of electricity. I'm just saying, you guys do some stuff that it's like, I don't know, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So. All right. Everything's good to go here. As far as, you know, the client onboarding call, would you want to have time today, to do it with the technician, or would you rather have it done tomorrow, where you have a little bit more time? I have a full schedule out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. If you can do it tomorrow sometime after 12, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 second. Let me look at the calendar right now. After, okay, so you said after 12.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I could definitely do let's see. Yeah, I could do one. Would you be able to do one?
Okay. Yeah, that'd
okay.
be fine.
Okay, so I'll have the technician, and what I'll do too is. Okay. Yeah, what I'll do too is I'll send you a confirmation email with that client onboarding call. It's just to remind you that, you know, you're going to have that call with the technician. So it's
okay.
Not to, you know, it's very, very short, very simple. That way, you know, you can get your website going and get your Google verified, and we'll start programming for your business. So, oh, one thing I didn't catch. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I didn't ask you this. What's your last name for account purposes? It's not for, we're not going to place that on the internet.
It's Herron, Herron.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm like, wait a minute, something's missing, but okay, there you go. Stewart, and then is it like Rod Stewart, Stewart, right? Or
T-U.
T-U, okay, gotcha. Okay, T-U-A-R-T. Okay. Rod Stewart. Oh, man. Oh, see, I love, like, the old school, like, well, I mean,
oh, yeah,
nowadays, there's no music nowadays. I mean, you know, it's like...
There's no soul in it.
No, exactly. It's like, what are we, I don't know. Like, it's completely different. I mean, I don't know if I'm old or I'm young. I'm in my early 40s, right? But still, like, you know, with that being said, it's just like, man, when I grew up, there's no cell phones, nothing. Like, it was all,
right.
And now, like, my daughter is, I'm stuck on her. It's just like, goodness gracious. Like, why don't you go
man,
out
and I wouldn't
play?
Give a kid, yeah, I wouldn't give a kid a phone until she turned 12.
Well, here's the thing,
yeah.
You know, no, I agree. My daughter's had a phone since she was 3. Could you believe this? And this is one of the biggest fallouts I had with her mom. That's why we're no longer together. We've been divorced for a while now. But since 3 years old, you have a phone? I mean, are you serious? Like, this is, and anyhow, I just, now she's stuck on it. She's done sports here and there, but it's only lasted just very short, you know? It's just like, goodness
yeah.
gracious. Live your childhood life.
It rocks the brain.
Oh, it does. It completely does. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's one of the main reasons why her mom and I are not together. But, I mean, I love her to death. She's my daughter, and what can I do? She's kind of stuck in her ways. I just got to, you know, kind of have
yeah.
to focus on certain things more than others. So, you know.
Exactly.
It happens. Okay. All right, cool. So we got everything done. I don't want to take more of your time. So, but we got to read what's called a voice verification. And
right.
to secure the payment of the $398, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay.
Right, I'll have to go out to my truck.
Sure. And then I'll read it back to you when you have the numbers, and that way you're going to get your invoice as soon as we're done as well.
All right. So what's the total on this one?
Yeah, no worries. So to start
it, here.
Yeah, to start at $398, so there's a $99 setup fee. So I was able to waive $200 off the setup fee initially, since you have the domain. So that domain, we can build over it, and that's perfect because sometimes, you know, the domains might not be exactly what the business name is, and in this case, you have yours. So it'd be $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. So it's a month-to-month service, no contracts.
Right.
That's where we're gonna read over the voice verification. We're gonna read that. Well, it's a month-to-month service, no contracts.
Well, now I've just dropped in a hole. So can you give me a call back?
I'm sorry. You did what?
Well, my safety guy's here. Can you give me a call back?
Yeah, I mean, like in a few seconds, or just...
Yeah, like in an hour.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, I could do that. I mean, is this something you want to do, or is this something that you're like...
Yeah, I think so. It sounds good.
Okay, so, yeah, I can call you back, you said, in an hour?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll be
sure.
On my lunch break, so...
Yeah, I can do that. No worries.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. No worries. Talk to you
soon.
Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.